This year's Intel International Science and Engineering Fair in Los Angeles drew 1,700 students from around the globe to compete for $5 million in awards and scholarships.
Yeah, I used 100.
17-year-old Zareen Rahman is among a group of finalists. She submitted a study suggesting a link between the use of electronic devices and problems with weight management and sleep deprivation.
The award doesn't really matter to me, but then people will know who I am, read my project, and I can spread my message and research further than I have been already.
Teacher Judith Vasquez is here on a field trip with students. She hopes they will be inspired to pursue careers in math and science, especially the young women.
Because science tends to be more of a boy thing, they're more geared toward it, and we want them to be equally exposed to everything.
Students compete in a variety of categories, behavioral sciences, medicine, and physics, to name a few. Oftentimes, ideas presented here become reality.
20% of the students who come here either have already gotten a patent for their work or they've applied for patents, so they're intending to go back and make these things real.
One of these students is 15-year-old finalist Miriam DeMasi. After reading about a 2003 earthquake that leveled a small town in Iran, she developed a new building material. She says her product is cheaper, stronger, and has a higher insulation value, which will result in less deforestation.
I haven't implemented it yet, but with the help of an aid organization, getting it known to those people, I believe they would adopt it readily.
This year's biggest prize, worth $75,000, went to 15-year-old U.S. student Nathan Hahn of Boston.
The goal of my project was to create a system that can predict the harmfulness of mutations in a person's, anywhere in the person's genome, so anywhere in their DNA.
Hahn says he became interested in mutating genes after learning a family friend had been diagnosed with cancer. Dion Moses, VOA News, Los Angeles.